Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, rapid fire this morning. Here's some headlines, your reaction.
Okay.
Without Scalia, court ties 4-4, giving unions a major victory.
Well, we knew this was going to come. What this is that Obama has, in many cases, appointed judges to the lower courts. The lower courts are ruling in the favor of the more progressive side, the side that was losing all along in the Supreme Court. Scalia dies, and that makes it 4-4. The rule is, when it's 4-4, the first court that ruled on it, in other words, the Washington Circuit Court, for example, controls. If they said that the unions could charge people who didn't want to be charged, well, in fact, you know, for union participation, that's okay. So the unions won in this, where they certainly would have lost were it the old 5-4 majority, which just goes to show you, David, how political these courts are. I have big debates with my lawyer friends on this. No, it's the law. No, it's the law that puts the lipstick on the pig. But basically, it's a political judgment. You got 5 conservatives and 4 liberals, you get a conservative outcome, or the other way around. So maybe the answer is to elect the Supreme Court.
From that to Donald Trump revokes his pledge to support the GOP nominee.
Well, look, I'm no big Donald Trump fan, but I have to say they have been treating this guy very shabbily. And they are united to get an open convention, to deny Trump the nomination, and it looks like they might succeed. I mean, David, all they have to do is start the convention, have the president of the convention, the speaker, put his gavel down and say, do I hear a motion? And somebody says of the motion, yes, sir, we move that it go to, you need 3/4 of the people here, and we're changing the rules so that Trump's majority doesn't count anymore. Well, he sees it coming. He keeps saying they better not, because one time he said there'd be riots, one time he said they'd be very unhappy, and now he's saying if you try that, you know what you're going to get.
Sticking with Trump, his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, charged with battery.
Well, David, I have looked at that film again and again and again. Those people who don't like Trump are saying, yeah, you know, that really is battery. But Trump is saying, hey, that woman was coming at me, and all he was trying to do was protect me. And that's a different story. I must say, you know, there's a lot of battery that goes on in this world, and it's very, very serious. This didn't look that serious to me. But then again, yesterday when I said that, you know, the people who hate Trump were calling me up and calling me names.
Secret Service says no guns allowed at the Republican convention.
Yeah, the Secret Service is taking the heat on this one. This is so good, it's too good to be true. All those guys are trying to outgun each other and saying, you know, I'm for the Second Amendment and Americans have a right to have guns, 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 guns. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes up with a brilliant idea. Okay, if you really are committed to that, then let us come in armed to the Republican convention. Let everybody have a gun. All of a sudden, the Secret Service is trotted out to say, no, we're not going to allow the guns in the place. So these hypocrites, who, of course, don't want the guns there because it puts them at risk, can be protected.
States like New York and Vermont and others banning state travel to North Carolina, and companies pressuring the state over their gay bias law. Governor Pat McCrory, for his part, says critics of the law have launched a vicious nationwide smear campaign.
Well, this is a very complicated story. There are a lot of people who don't believe that people who have penises, for example, should be allowed to go into women's rooms even though they identify as women. That's transgender, and there are many people who feel just the opposite, that, hey, if you're a woman and you feel you're a woman, you should be allowed to go into a woman's room even though you may have male genitalia. So this is a tough one. The governor is obviously pandering to some sentiment in his state, and liberal governors are saying nothing doing, let somebody go where they want to go. It's a complicated mess, and what we see now are some of the folks are saying we're not going to do any business with North Carolina. I've been in North Carolina. I like North Carolina.